The changes will also apply to people who refuse to take a breathalyzer test when asked during a traffic stop. Dennis Hughes is the safety program's chief with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Hughes says there are around 2,000 ignition interlock devices issued by the courts each year. However, he says compliance is low.
Not a whole lot of teeth in the law in terms of, well, if I just ignore it, what's the worst thing that can happen to me? Well, as of July 1st, the worst thing that can happen to you is you go to jail. So we think there's going to be significantly better compliance with the court orders, as well as more court orders.
John Vos is a spokesman for Mothers Against Drunk Driving in Wisconsin. Vos says the move is a huge first step, but it doesn't go far enough.
Since we didn't criminalize the first-time offense, and since we did not allow sobriety checkpoints for local law enforcement's use, there is some question as to how much impact this is going to have on the culture of drinking in Wisconsin and then getting behind the wheel of a car.
Pete Madland is the executive director of Wisconsin's Tavern League. Madland says they support the change.
Current legislation is for high BAC and repeat offenders, and that's who we should be targeting. Those are the people that are out killing people on the highways. It's not the person that's .08. It's not the person having a glass of wine with dinner. They should not be the target.
The Wisconsin State Patrol says offenders who ignore orders to install the ignition interlock devices may receive a $150 to $600 fine or spend up to 6 months in jail. Tampering with the devices is also a misdemeanor offense. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.